A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Daf Yud Beis, Kesubas 12b, pagination is 24. We have a Mishnah about a third of the way down at the end of a line. We've mentioned that on some level, the chosan, the husband, would be believed when he makes a claim of Pesach Patsuach Matzasi that it was open, and we're going to need to know what the ramifications of that claim truly are. Number one, we cross-examine him and wonder, how do you know what you're claiming and what are the implications? But our Mishnah now deals with the woman's response, and there are two significant responses that she might have besides all the other possibilities. And these two responses are very significant. We find sometimes when you engage somebody in a conversation, you don't even have to cross-examine and you don't have to bring witnesses. You just engage them in conversation. You ask them questions and you will often get significant information. The Mishnah tells us, Hanosi eso isha. A man married a woman, v'lo matza la besulim, and did not find the besulim. He omeres, she claims, mishe erastani ne'enasti, after the kedushin, I was assaulted by somebody, v'nistach v'sadehu, and it's your loss. I didn't do anything wrong. I, so to speak, am an acquisition of yours, something that you were hoping for, something you were entitled to. You did kiddushin with me. You were hoping for a marriage with the besulim, but it was taken away from you. I didn't take it away from you. I didn't act improperly. For who omer, and he claims, lochi, it is possible that it's not like you're saying. Ela ad shelo erastich, it could be that it happened before I did the kiddushin. Vayomikhi mekach taos. And the entire transaction of Kiddushin was done by mistake. It was a trick. You didn't give me full disclosure. You didn't tell me you were not a Besula. So she claims she knows what happened. And he claims, maybe it's not like you're saying. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim, Ne'emenes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say she is believed, and that's the way we paskin. The Beis Shmuel in Simen Samech Ches, Sifkaton Chaf Beis, points out that there are three things working in her favor to be believed. Number one, as you probably picked up right away, she is a Bari, she's claiming for sure, and he is a Shema. He is not sure in his claim. He can't say for sure when she had relations with somebody. And therefore, her claim of for sure, when she says it was after the Kiddushin, has more weight than his maybe. Also, she has something called a migu. A migu is, believe me that I'm saying the truth, even if my claim is not as strong as I would like. Because if I was lying, I could have come up with an even better claim. So, believe me that I'm saying the truth. If I was lying, I could have lied even better. Sometimes migu makes sense. Sometimes there's a reason they might not claim that other claim, and therefore it's not such a great argument. But over here, she has a migu. The migu is mukas eitz tachtecha. I could say that the besulim were removed not through relations, through an injury. I could claim that it had nothing to do with relations, in which case she would not have any change in her relationship. She would be entitled to the same ksuba. She would be just as permitted to the husband. It's a better claim. It also doesn't have the stigma of acknowledging relations with somebody other than the husband. So she has this argument of migu when she says, I was assaulted. It's true that I had relations with somebody, but I was against my will. And her migu is mukas eitz. And finally, a third item is that generally a girl, a woman, she has a cheskas pesula. The plain assumption is that she has not yet had relations. And therefore, if we're going to wonder what happened and how it happened, the estimation is not really in his favor to assume that she acted illicitly and did what she did consensually. So again, what we detected right away is that she has a for sure claim, he has a maybe claim, she has a migu of mukas eitz, that it had nothing to do with relations, and the overall way of us looking at the entire situation is the possibility that we're going to look at it that she's a legitimate kosher woman and not tamper with that. She has the chazakah of a besula going into the marriage, and if something happened, it happened against her will. Let's move on to the next daf, four lines down, where we have a new Mishnah that considers the similar case. He omeres mukaseitzani. She says that I lost the besulim through an injury. For who omer lochi eladrusas ishat. And he claims it is possible, I'm going to make a claim, that it was through relations with another man. And again, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, omrim ne'emenes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say that she is believed. And essentially, this is working through this entire case and the discussion where the husband starts off by saying he detected something, there's something not quite right. We dealt with him, we wondered about him, and now we moved on to the woman. And if the woman is responding with a claim of her own, that could very well put her in a good position maintaining her status, whereas if she would remain silent or she would give a different type of response, it may affect the case in a totally different way. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.